It is January 6, 2022, and this is the John Lothian Newsletter Daily Update. I am John Lothian. Today, election certification anniversary and all the riots. NYSE, Micro, FANG, Plus Index options hit a record. Leo Melamed on RJO Senior passing and no more Adamski at FIA. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading series at marketswikieducation.com. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. Today is the anniversary. It is January 6, 2022, and this is the John Lothian Newsletter Daily Update. I am John Lothian. Today, election certification anniversary and all the riots. NYSE, Micro, FANG, Plus Index options hit a record. Leo Melamed on RJO Senior passing and no more Adamski at FIA. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading series at marketswikieducation.com. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section. Today is the anniversary of the January 6th vote to certify Joe Biden's election as President of the United States of America in the 2020 election, and some other stuff happened that day that I'm sure other media will remind you of. Let me just say that it has created more political risk for us all to manage from a personal, professional, and career perspective. It is even something to consider for retirement location decisions, potentially. We try to help you manage that risk by giving you the information you need to do so. The year 2022 has been good to ICE's Micro NYSE FANG Plus Index futures, as a record 27,876 traded on January 4th. I had not realized that Microsoft had been added to the index. How did I miss that? That makes it even more interesting to me. This is the official statement of Leo Melamed on the passing of Robert J. O'Brien Sr. I am deeply saddened, as his family and countless others are aware, Bob and I were the closest of friends. As I record in my most recent book, Bob was instrumental in joining me in the 1950s and 60s to revolutionize the archaic and lawless Chicago Mercantile Exchange into a respectable futures exchange on which the modern CME Group could be structured. Throughout his life, Bob O'Brien was a pillar of honesty and dignity as reflected in his firm, R.J. O'Brien & Associates, the oldest and largest independent futures brokerage and clearing firm in the United States. I commiserate his passing and stand ready to celebrate his life of wisdom and integrity. Steve Adamski has left the Futures Industry Association, where he was vice president and head of communications and public affairs. There is an unconfirmed rumor he has returned to a Washington, D.C. regulator whose four-letter acronym starts and ends with C. We are awaiting confirmation. Cboe's 2021 volume report showed record options volume with 3.0 billion contracts traded, up 19% from 2020, and they did not stop there. Their total options average daily volume, or ADV, reached an all-time high of 12.1 million contracts per day in 2021. Just for kicks, the ADV of the S&P 500 Index, or SPX options, was 1.6 million contracts in December, up 45% from December 2020. and for the year, 345 million contracts of SPX traded, with an ADV of 1.4 million contracts. The ADV in the VIX options in December was 631,000 contracts, up 60% from December of 2020. Lastly, ADV in the Russell Index, or RUT options, was nearly 52,000 contracts in 2021, up just 51% from 2020. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from JLN. This is a video that I shot after Expo, but it was one that we had set up during Expo that we just couldn't schedule. It was with Adam Day of Telstra. It's titled, Telstra's Adam Day Expounds on November Equinix Deal, Opportunities for Trading FinTech Crypto Gaming in Asia. In early November, Telstra partnered with Equinix to enhance the Telstra Octagon Financial Services solution and expand global access and direct connectivity between North America and eight of the world's major futures and commodities exchanges. JLN interviewed Telstra's Adam Day after the FIA Expo about this deal and what it means for Telstra's customers and potential clients. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a statement from the FIA about Robert J. O'Brien passing. FIA mourns industry icon Robert J. O'Brien. In 2014, FIA honored Robert J. O'Brien, Chairman Emeritus of the eponymous R.J. O'Brien and Associates, for his firm's centennial anniversary celebrating 100 years of innovation and leadership in the clear derivatives industry. FIA joins the futures industry in mourning the loss of Robert J. O'Brien, Chairman Emeritus of R.J. O'Brien, at the age of 103. As the former president of the firm, the last surviving founding member of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Bob sat on the board of the CME from 1964 to 1977, serving as its chair in 1967 to 1968. He was inducted into the FIA's Futures Hall of Fame in 2007. My comment, a Hall of Famer for sure. Here's a story from Fortune. Meet the 45-year-old woman whose untraditional career path led her to becoming the second woman in the history to lead NYSE. It was the mid-1990s in Lower Manhattan. A digital usurping was afoot. Computers had become integral to workflows of technology-savvy traders and investors by then, but the broader financial industry was finally opening up to possibilities that lay in trading stocks, currencies, and just about anything else on the screen. My comment, Lynn Martin can't get enough press. She deserves it all. Here's a story from Bloomberg. NFT hype sparks a rush by finance pros to mimic hot market. New funds being offered to both professionals and retail buyers claim to provide exposure to nascent NFT market. Do they meet the test? Cryptocurrencies had a breakout moment in 2021, and NFTs were some of the biggest stars. Now, as with any new and hot investing trend, financial pros are hoping to capitalize on the craze with products promising a way to piggyback on the market. My comment, how do we battle this if it were only that easy? Here's a story from Art News. Thieves steal gallery owner's multi-million dollar NFT collection. I've been hacked. All my apes are gone. This just sold. Please help me. Wrote gallery owner Todd Kramer of New York's Ross and Kramer Gallery in a since-deleted tweet posted on December 30th. A phishing scam had drained his Ethereum wallet of 15 NFTs valued at a total of $2.2 million, including four apes from the Bored Ape Yacht Club collection. The thief seemed to have sold off many of the pieces in Kramer's collection. and Twitter users jeered at Cramer's bad luck, pointing out that he had bet on an unregulated, decentralized system that would be unable to help him. Man, if only there'd been some kind of regulating authority in place that could, like, ensure your investments against theft and fraud, wrote one user with the handle @anarchy_shark. Jeff Bergstrom's comment, I wonder how the thieves think they can sell that. Is some mob boss going to bring a few people to his office to impress them with his illicit collection of cartoon apes on his computer? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the news from TT. Trading Technologies invests $6.35 million in KRM22, enters into distribution agreement for risk management products. This is the first investment TT has made since its acquisition by Seven Ridge in late December, the release says. It sounds like there will be more to come. Second was the R.G. O'Brien historical timeline, which begins in 1914 when John V. McCarthy and Company established a cash butter and eggs house in Chicago. Third was the RJO Centennial video from 2014 when RJO celebrated its 100-year anniversary. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story from the Financial Times. Record $14 billion flowed into CrimeLink crypto wallets in 2021. Boom in size of digital assets market outpaces growth in illicit activities. Criminals used a record amount of cryptocurrencies for illicit purposes in 2021, but the overall growth of digital asset markets outstripped the rise in scams. The amount of crypto sent to addresses with known criminal associations shot to a record $14 billion last year, more than doubling from 2020, according to research from data company Chain Analysis. Scams, ransomware, and theft rose 79% in dollar terms last year, but the overall market expanded by 550%, with $15.8 trillion worth of cryptocurrencies traded in 2021. That means the relative share of illicit activities dropped to a record low. The next story is from Bloomberg. The future of power and transport markets is decentralization. Millions of solar generation systems and battery systems will be individually owned. Over the holidays, I spent as much time outside as possible and as little time in front of screens as I could. As I start up 2022 screen time, there are a few announcements of note in the world of transport and electricity that get me thinking about the year and years ahead. They range wide but point to two things: a massive scaling up of clean electricity and electrified transport, and a concurrent decentralization of both at the same time. The implications of the latter are fascinating, but first the scaling. The last of the top three stories from the lead section is from the FT. U.S. startups raise record $330 billion as venture investors vie for stakes. Some nearly doubles from 2020 in a financing rush one fund manager deems not rational. Investors poured a record $330 billion into private startups in the U.S. last year, nearly doubling the total from 2020, in a flurry of deal-making that rapidly inflated company valuations. Venture capitalists vied with other deep-pocketed investors to win deals, giving leverage to the founders of attractive startups. Investors gained confidence from a wave of public listings that have delivered large returns to their backers, such as foundations and endowments. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.